I'm Joran.
I'm Nia.
I'm Mika.
I'm Jet, yeah, baby.
I'm Wendy.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Linda.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Edward.
I'm Eric.
I'm Lily.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Banana Hot Talk. I'm Jeremy.
Yup, and by the way, it's the last episode of the year. I'm handsome. Oh no, I'm Edward.
So, just like Edward said, it's the last episode of this year, but it's also a special episode. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our annual Banana Matchmaking.
Yup.
Speaking of that, who did we matchmake last year?
I don't remember. Probably a really cute guy.
Oh, really? Then I bet he must have succeeded in finding a girlfriend then.
Okay, that's it. I'm out of here.
Oh, it's actually Edward.
Haha, yeah, oh, ha ha ha, hi.
It's okay, Edward. You have your Saturdays and your porn and your right hand with you.
Actually, I have to use both my hands because, you know, the size of the large is in. Anyway.
Okay, back to the topic. In order not to upset Edward too much.
Hey, I thought we're already back to the topic.
We decide to set up a date for a girl this time. We have four sweet, gorgeous, lovely darlings here, and after meeting them one by one, we are going to decide who the lucky chick is gonna be tonight.
Okay, so who's first?
Hi, everybody.
Ooh, hi. I'm Edward. My phone number is 151.
Shut up there. My name is Mika, Ice, Mary, Flower, Sue, Snow, Angel, Princess, Dessert.
You married Flower?
Shut up. I graduated from Harvard at the age of 8, but now I'm studying in a school which only costs 100 billion bucks a year. I mean, that won't even cover the expense of this dress. By the way, Joe, Joanne, whatever it is.
My name is Joanne.
Okay, Jen, please stop touching it. And the school is only 10 million square meters big. It's not even as big as the bathroom in my house.
You must have a big ass.
Shut up, Edward.
Okay.
You are ugly.
Oh my god. That is the funniest joke I've heard this year.
Okay, back to me. As you can see, the color of my eyes is rainbow. And when I'm happy, the sky will be starting raining roses. And when I'm sad, my tears will turn into diamonds. Anyway, I'm here to find someone because, you know, everyone fell in love with me the minute they saw me. And that was so lame. So I hope I will find a special one here, not one like Edward.
Shit, I was just about to ask how to think of me. Okay, I'm just gonna take back that question.
Okay, next one. Well?
Ooh, hi. You feel like having a cup of coffee? Like?
Well, good evening, everyone. Oh, no. Oh, don't look at me like that, okay? I know I'm beautiful, but I'm not a vase. Hello, everyone. My name is Jessica. Pretty, cute, gorgeous, twinkle, shy. I graduated from Princeton University, majored in engineer. And by the way, I'm not that wealthy, you know. I only have 20 houses in Beijing and 20 in New York and my own island in Pacific Ocean. And I come to China just to get rid of Prince Harry, you know. He is so boring and sniffy. Oh, I just want to find a true love in China. Why is it so difficult?
Oh my god, is this like who's the richest girl competition? I bet the next girl coming up is going to say something like, I have golden boobs.
Shut up.
Okay, we're looking forward to the next girl.
Hey guys, I'm Linda. I think you should really forget what they've said before because those are literally a bunch of crap.
Hi, Linda.
I was about to say because Edward is handsome.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not. Okay, back to me. I'm just that kind of good-looking girl with a very kind heart. I volunteer a lot in my free time, and I even found orphans myself. Oh, remember how those two bitches bragged about how rich they are? I mean, come on. I helped 100 elderly up who fell on the floor last week. I guess I'm the kindest and the richest and the smartest one because I'm from CUC. Yes, boys, Snow White does exist. Well, I started dating boys since, I don't remember, maybe kindergarten. I've received countless flowers, love letters. Boys always threaten me that if I don't be with them, they'll just kill themselves. The only reason I date boys is that I'm too kind to say no. I've seen so many boys cry when I break up with them. And guess what? I'm still a straight A student in my class. And yes, Joanne, I know life is unfair. Try to get used to that. Alright, I'm here to find the one who can really impress me. Thank you.
Okay, Linda, you just said you're too kind to say no, right?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of have some time tonight. How do you think, Yuja's, I think it's pretty cheap and the bed is pretty good.
Go fuck yourself.
Edward, please recover from last year's pain. Okay, that's all for our girls. Oh, I forgot. Here's Joanne.
Oh, her name's Joanne? I thought it was Jen or John. Oh, Jenny.
No, I think it's Joe.
Oh my god, it's my turn. Oh, it's my turn now? Oh, I'm so nervous, you know. Okay, guys, my name is Drea, and I come from...
Oh, I'm sorry, girl, the bathroom is outdoors, and then turn left.
I'm just being nervous, okay?
You're actually in our show?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Go on.
And I come from, I come from Binfuzhuang Second Primary School, and I'm 18 years old.
Where's that, is it? Neo planet?
It's actually in CUC. So I'm here to find a guy, okay? That's it.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's all you got. It's okay.
Edward, so the introduction part is over. So who are we going to choose?
Well, I think probably Mika, blah blah blah. The girl with the long name and extremely long legs, and Jessica, that cute beauty.
Yeah.
Probably one of them, but I can't really decide because they're all like so gorgeous and so cute.
Wait.
What? Hey, Johnny. It's time for our judges to decide. You can't talk right now. How old are you, girl?
I'm 18 years old.
Oh my god, Dormy, she's 18 years old and she's been single for 20 years. Okay, how about this, Dormy? I count from 3 to 1 and then we say out the name, the one we want to choose, okay? 3, 2, 1, Jennifer!
Oh my god, is that me? I'm so excited!
Yes, of course it's you. Congratulations, Jane!
No, her name is Jess!
Oh yeah, I forgot, whatever.
Okay guys, it's time for us to select the male guests in our matchmaking competition. And we've sent 500 invitations to over 50 universities all over the world and select 5 most handsome men from them.
Except Edward, so they actually rank from 2 to 6.
According to Joanne's requirements, she would have 4...
Joanne? Isn't it Joe?
No, We've selected the top 5 most handsome men from them, and we are going to pick out 4 of them in our matchmaking competition.
Which means only one will be kicked out of the game. So now let's meet them one by one.
Hi buddies, so nice to meet you here. I'm Diang, the last 2 words of my Chinese name is Di Yang, and if you read them quickly, you will hear Diang. In my school years, there are countless girls chasing after me, and they always fought for me just for deciding who's got the right to pay the bills for me.
Oh really? So are you from the school of the disabled? Like they're all blind or have mental problems?
It's just because of my personal charm, you know?
I can see it.
After graduated from MIT, I started my own company, a company that mainly serves for the military. We made many high-tech products, some weapons like aircraft carriers, tanks, submarines, and such things. And so if one day some villains dare to put a finger on my girl, I swear I would blow them up.
What do you mean by putting a finger on your girl? Isn't it like putting a finger in your girl?
It's like flittering, you know? Now, I don't have a girlfriend yet, so...
It's okay, we have Joanne, you'll like her.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her.
I don't actually find Dion attractive, so let's looking forward to the next one.
Hello, everyone, I'm Rambo. I'm the most fascinating man in my class, even in the faculty.
Because you only have one man in your class?
That's not the matter. I think maybe I can find one I stand tonight.
Ooh, with Joanne?
Maybe.
Aren't you? Why don't you think about like many night stands? Why just one?
From one night to every night.
Oh, that is so sweet. I'm sure Joanne will be looking forward to seeing you.
I'm very confident.
Prepare to take off your pants and show Joanne your confidence.
Well, after this, I will do that.
Oh, you guys heard that? Yeah, okay, we're gonna write this down, and I want you to sign your name here, okay? If you don't do it, you're gonna, like, pay us $100, all right? Okay, so we'll be looking forward to that. Now, who's next? It's okay, Joanne. He'll take his pants off after our recording. You don't have to rush.
Oh, we have a familiar face here. Gavin, you're a single, right?
Yep.
And you are interested in Joanne, too?
Of course. Okay, I'm gonna introduce myself first. The man speaking for the moment is not Gavin. Oh, shit. You know my voice already. Okay, folks, this is Gavin. And, you know, I'm the most handsome guy in Banana Hot Talk, right?
Except Edward.
Except his father knew.
Fuck off. You are my son. I am your father. All right? And when you guys began to talk about the top 5 most handsome guys in the world, I guess their names shall be Gavin, 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 and Gavin.
Okay, so obviously Gavin hasn't wake up yet. Okay, I'm gonna wake him up. Gavin!
Fuck off. Okay, I'm here because there are so many chicks behind me, and they always vote for me, right? And I'm just here to find a place I can hide myself, and I want to find someone I truly love, and someone can be with for the lifetime. Alright? Thank you, guys. This is Gavin. Please take Gavin out.
Gavin is kind of creepy today.
What do you mean by kind of?
Okay, that's all for my part. Now you can welcome my son, Neil.
I'm sorry. Actually, my son escaped from our home to die, and I'll bring him back, and I'll be the main guest tonight.
Oh my god, are you Neil?
Yes, I'm Neil.
Okay, oh, fuck, you're Neil. Fuck off, fuck off. This is a game for a human.
Okay, who's next?
Hello, everyone. I'm not your father, I'm not your son. I was one of the highlights sports. I'm Jesus, the great Jesus.
So I'm the father of Jesus.
What, you are Jesus? What's that?
So
you mean jerk, right?
No. It's a great God can do anything.
And I'm the greater God who can do anything to the great God.
And now I'm 18 and I like football. The sport of the man. The true man. Not Edward.
Of course I'm not true man. True man's the guy from the movie.
And am I a liberal? You know, a liberal always is romantic. And I'm studying Spanish. And I have prepared a poem for...
Prepared a poem?
Poem. For Joanne. Joanne.
I thought it was porn too. I thought like I prepared a poem for Joanne.
I prepared a poem for Joanne.
Okay.
Here we go.
Paseamos en el campo de memoria, cruzando el viento de invierno. Muchas veces volvimos a volver sin pensar nada. Es una casualidad más hermosa que nos hayamos encontrado.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna translate. So what he meant, basically is, Joanne, I'm gonna satisfy you in bed, okay? So that's all of our boy guests?
Yeah, I'm sure I will be the chosen one. And the further into the song, what's your name? I don't remember. And you can go home now. You have no chance.
Ooh, I'm so scared.
Yeah, I have never doubted to my sexual function.
Yeah, because you have no sexual function, so you never doubt it. Like, you're positive that you don't have it.
For the first time, I'm with Edward.
I think in comparison with the girls, the boys are kind of lame. But we still have to choose four of them. So who is going to be out of here?
Come on, we don't even have to choose. I mean, Neil's actually one of the members that...
Ah, I remember. Neil has a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Neil still has his invisible girlfriend. So I guess Neil's out of the game.
Yeah, why you come, Neil?
Actually, I have two reasons to come here. First, I'm the father of Gavin, definitely. The another reason is, actually, I'm a spy from the girls, and I'll check on the boys.
You mean you're a girl? No, Neil means he doesn't have a dick. But I don't think he's a girl, so...
Stop teasing Neil, and it's a good reason for him to be here. And we decided on the four guests today, so let's get the party started. My whole heart, I'm trying...
Okay, so now we have Joanne and four sexy hot boys with us. Joanne, are you excited? Okay, you definitely are. And boys, oh, Joseph, take your pants on. Okay, so now let's get started. Joanne, first, I have a question to ask you. Tell me your first impression of seeing these four boys.
Okay, first, Gavin, he's mad, and then he's cute. Joseph, he didn't recall any of my sexual excitement. And his poem is disgusting.
Okay, Jersey. So what she meant is she thinks that you don't have a dick.
And Rambo, whatever.
Wow, I know it. When girls say so, it must be something special.
Yeah, this is what we call love.
Just like Meng Fei in 非诚勿扰, every matchmaking competition will have a love expert. And Lini will be the love expert today.
Hi guys, I'm Lini. And I'm the expert today. Well, let's start from Jiang. I think he's really knowledgeable. Look at his glasses. And Gavin, we all know him. That's it. And about Jesus, am I right? I guess he has been single for a long time, so it's kind of weird. Watch out. And this whatever guy, Rambo, I think people who don't talk a lot have something special inside. That's my opinion. Whatever.
Okay, thank you, expert Lini.
Well, no thanks. It's my job.
So now I bet, Joanne, you already have a first impression of these guys. Now, give them a chance to talk more about themselves and try to charm you, okay? So, boys, you guys have, let's say, 1 minute to hook Joanne. Who's first?
Okay, Joanne, I'll only say 1 point. Joanne, do you remember once I was waken up by your nightmare scream? We woke up together.
Wow, what had happened before? Oh, it's kind of romantic. Oh my god.
Okay, who's next?
Hey, Joanne.
I'm Jiang. As you can see, I'm a gentleman with good manners and handsome looking. And I might don't have much property, but I have a desire heart that only belongs to you. And on the first moment I saw you, you stole my heart. If you come with me now, I'll right away book 2 tickets to Mars, and we'll spend our honeymoon on it.
To Mars? To a new planet? I don't want to be like someone like Neo.
It's okay, not all the creatures on Mars look like Neo. Yeah, they're...
That's okay.
You know, there are still some handsome aliens.
You?
Yeah, like me. I'm from Mars.
Okay, what about Rambo? He looks like he has something to say.
Dear Joanne, oh my love, for the first time in my life, my eyes are wide open. You exude sex appeal, I have 100 methods to give you pleasure. My ID card is right in my pocket, and if you like, we can go to Rujia now. By the way, do you like...
Okay, this is all
like
today's banana hot talk. Rambo just took Joanne out to Rujia, so we had to stop. Okay, just kidding. Don't do it. I'm afterwards. That is so sweet. He just like melted my heart. I don't know about you, Joanne, but I think you should just take him.
No, I think he's too bad. He won't take Joanne to a hotel.
Maybe just to play cards. So what? I don't think there's actually necessary for Jerzes to speak anymore, but I think we should still give him a chance. Okay, so please, Jerzes.
Hey, Joanne. I'm Jesus. And what Lini said is true. I have been single for a long time, about 18 years. And
oh my god! Same as Joanne! There's like actually another person in the world that has been single for 18 years. I can't believe my eyes right now. It's like the biggest news this year.
And I want to say, I'm always want to find a girl. I don't care if you're sexy, and I prefer a girl intelligent and elegant. And I think you are the chosen one. If you like, I want to be with you until the end of time.
Oh my god. Oh, that has changed my view towards Jerzes. Now I think he's so cute and warm. And it's so hard to decide. I don't know. Let's leave it to our expert.
Well, you guys are so sweet that since I've been single for a long time, it's really touching, you know. And I think it's...
Lini, you can't say that, okay? You're the expert, okay? We know you're single for a long time, but you have to keep it a secret. Come on.
Okay, it's my personal stuff. Fine. I think Jesus confess is pretty impressive, but I think if there is an impossibility that since he has been single for so long and he really want a girlfriend, and he says so. And for Rambo, I really didn't expect that you are such a guy that would take our Joanne to the hotel. So, I doubt you. And the left two guys, I don't think you are that impressive. So, I won't give you any comments.
Okay, let's move to the next part. Joanne, you can ask each of them a question.
First, Matt Gavin, how is the feeling that you are doing banana with me? Just answer it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Gavin is like blushing so much right now. His face looks like an ape's ass.
Oh.
All the memories flushing back.
It's already been half a year. And the first time when he met Joanne.
Okay, Jeremy, you're making him cry.
Okay, Joanne, the first time I saw you, I thought you were a sweet girl. But after doing all those editing for you, I'm really happier.
What Gavin's trying to say is that he wants to do all the editing for Banana for the next semester because it makes him happy. It's okay, we'll remember that. So now, Joanne.
So the next question, Diang. Do you come from the same planet as Neil?
That is so offensive.
No offense, okay? I just want to know the truth. Because I want to know if we got married, I'm going to move to Mars with you.
Oh my god, Joanne's like now thinking marrying you. You have to think really hard before you answer this question.
First, you know, on our planet, there are two districts. And one is for the poor. They live in slums and they look creepy and disgusting. Another district, the residents here, there are all like just like me. Tall, rich, wealthy, and I don't know what to say. Anyway, if you come with me, you have money that you can never, you'll never run out of.
I thought we only sent invitations to all over the world. It seems like we've sent invitations to all over the universe.
John, don't you really have some curiosity for the last two guys?
The third question, Rainbow, do you really like to take girls to hotel all the time?
All the time, but you.
Can I quit now?
You know, it's really sweet. If a man talk like this to me, I will marry him. Seriously.
Do you have any questions to ask Jesus?
If you really have a penis, what's the size of it?
Do you know hog? You can imagine how big the size I have.
Oh, he meant hog. You know the bird? Hog. That's his size.
Don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down.
Okay, dear audience, so far so good. We already know pretty much about the male guests, and I'm sure Joanne already has, let's say, maybe a decision in her mind right now. And I bet you guys still remember those lovely, cute, and rich girls from our election section. Well, after hearing Joanne's miserable story of being single for 20 years, they're now so moved and they decided to help Joanne find a boyfriend. So now they want to come and give Joanne some advice. Let's see what they have to say.
Well, I'm Linda. Joanne, I have some suggestions for you. First, Jersey. I think he has feelings for Lini, actually. Because he just said, oh, I think Lini is so good, so cute.
That is so true.
And Rambo. When Rambo said, I want to take Joanne to a hotel, and Edward is so excited. I think Edward should be with him.
What the fuck?
I agree.
I agree, yeah, too.
Since Edward didn't get any girlfriend from last season, I think he should try a boyfriend. Maybe it'll work out. And Dion, he's mine, you can take him. As for Gavin, I think you have a history with him. Actually, you can think carefully about him.
I'm not sure if Linda's here to actually give advice or declaring war, because he just said, you can take Dion, she's mine. He's mine, I'm sorry. But anyway, I think she did say something helpful, and let's see what Jessica has to say.
Jesus, I think it's a friend of Edward. You can imagine how awkward if you two have been couples and you will see awkward kissing you all the time. It's so awkward, I think. You can't imagine what friend Edward will have. Through last episode, we have talked about Edward senior high school. So I think it's creepy to have Jesus.
First of all, Jessica, being friends doesn't mean I have to be there when they're having sex, okay? And second, I do have some normal friends. For example, I don't have normal friends.
Yeah, that's why I told you not to choose Jesus. And the second one is Rainbow. I don't think take a girl to the hotel is wrong. But Ruzia is too cheap, I think. And it's too near, you know. He just wants to do it again and go away because it's near, you know. It's not a good thing to take it to the Ruzia. So I think he's out. And the next one is Dion. I don't have any memory of him. So I just can't
How
give
dare
you advice.
You?
And next is Gavin. I think Gavin is good. He's brilliant. He's hardworking. He's handsome. He's rich. He's very good boy, but he's mine. I'm sorry.
Okay, another girl here declaring war. And here comes Neil.
Fuck you, Edward. And I want to say, John, just to get it. You know, he's my son, and he has the gene of mine, so he'll be excellent.
Dad, don't take Gavin out, he's mine.
You can be my another daughter-in-law.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay, now there are three persons fighting over Gavin. I don't know why, but last but not the least, let's hear what Mika has to say.
Well, after listening to all those crap that our male guys said, I must say, Joanne, do have to choose one.
Because you can choose two.
I mean, look at Edward, he's just so ugly, and...
What the fuck? What does it have to do with me?
All the others, they're no better, so maybe it's time to show some girl power, you know? You can be single, you can take care of yourself, and if you don't want that, I can be with you.
Okay, dear audience, so Mika either is blind or she thinks the word ugly means handsome, I don't know, but anyway... All the four people had said something. I don't know if it's helpful or it just confuses Joanne more, but I believe what they say is true, except Mika's Edward's ugly self. So now let's invite back our male guests and continue the show.
Welcome back, and welcome the male guests back. In this round, you'll have a chance to ask Joanne a question. So come on, let your curiosity out.
Don't ask Joanne the question of the size of her cups, because it's going to make her sad. And don't ask her how long has she been single.
Because we all know it.
So Joanne, since you asked me once, I'm going to ask you the same question. What do you think about your working experience with me in Banana Hot Talk?
Well... Since I asked that question to you, and I have the answer in my heart. And, you know, doing banana with you is kind of a pleasant thing, you know. You know, you often do the job yourself, and I feel like, oh my god, what if I'm his wife? That would be a great thing. Jessica is looking at you from the window. Don't care, fuck that bitch.
Oh!
Okay,
now Jessica's like searching knife on Taobao.
She doesn't have to. She have a knife under her pillow.
Oh yeah, right.
What about others? Don't lose your confidence. Come on. Good girls need chasing.
You asked me size. I don't think it's a problem. I don't think the enjoyment of body is we need. And I hope the love between us is simple as the sun. Do you agree with me?
I don't think there's love between us.
Not now, okay? Not now.
You still have a chance, it's just not now. Okay, the expert has something to say.
You know, if you guys don't have any question for the girl, I doubt that you don't really like our Joanne. You're not even curious about her. Don't you want to ask for more personal details?
I don't want to know more about your personal details. I was just wondering, where have you been all these years? Why it took me such a long time to find you?
You guys are so excellent at speaking sweet words, you know?
Oh my god, Diao, marry me!
You are being two good actors or what?
Okay, now I see the fierce eyes of Rambo. I believe he's raising a very sharp question, so Joanne... Are you ready?
I want to ask a serious question. Which position do you like best on the bed?
You're gonna lose the game, sure.
No, you're not. That's such a good question. Joanne, your answer, please. Okay, so now Rambo's taking out a notebook.
Can we get him out of this room, okay? Please, Edward?
What, you want him to go to Rujia and wait for you, or?
I want him to fuck off.
Okay, now we're done with the questions, and I'm going to give the microphone to our expert, Lini, and for the last time tonight, she's going to make her comment.
Let's start from Biang.
I think you are out of my imagination that you are so romantic and you can talk so sweet words. And, you know, it's kind of surprising for me because I think you are like a nerd, actually, not a geek. So maybe you are more romantic than you look like. And I think Joanne can take it into consideration that that guy is also responsible, like all the nerd geek does. And about Gavin, since you know each other for so long time, I think it's really good for you to get together because you've already know each other. But, you know, Gavin is so popular and everyone likes him. He likes everyone. So I doubt if he'll be concentrate on you and you have to mind Jessica's knife under his pillow. Fine, that's for Gavin. Okay, for Rambo, you are also beyond my imagination, you know. You look so cute and nice, but you always talk about hotel and position on the bed. Oh my god, what are you thinking about?
No, that means he's an honest man.
Fine, you're right, Edward. But in girls' version, we don't like this kind of honest guy. Yes. Maybe he's honest, but I don't really like it. Fine. And for Jesus, as Edward said, he's so sincere today. We are all pouring shit on him. But you know, he's so calm and he's not mad at all. So I think he's kind of kind and maybe he is also a nice person. But by the way, I want you to know that he once talked about the feeling of the pillows in the Ruja Hotel with Gavin during the break. So I think not only Rambo is the one who wants to take girls to the hotel. Well, you know what I mean. So that's my opinion. Take your time, girl. I think you can make your choice.
I think the conclusion of Lini is Dion is the best choice.
Yeah, but still, what Lini just said are still advices. The decision is still up to Joanne. But boys, you guys still have one last chance, okay? Now, every one of you still got a chance to say one last sentence to Joanne and try to catch her heart with it, okay? One last sentence. Cherish it. Now, who's first?
Jesus is nodding so sincere.
Okay, who's first?
Okay, actually, I don't know what to say now, but in the following time, I hope that I can really wake up with you every day.
Aww. Okay, that is so sweet. Do other boys have anything to say?
Joanne, from the moment I saw you on, every trembling bone in my body wants to marry you.
Yeah, oh my god, these boys are so sweet. Joanne, if you don't take one of them, I'm gonna do it, okay? Who's next?
This time is real serious. The word I said just now was just joking. I would like to share a part of my life with you. That's all.
Okay, I think no words is needed right now. You can feel his words flow in your heart. Okay, so Jerzy chose to be quiet. He has nothing to say. Well, so the time has come, finally. It's about time that we end our show, and it's also about time that Joanne finally gives us her answer.
Well, it's so exciting. I'll choose Jesus!
Oh my god, why? I mean, like, Jesus is like the second weirdest guy right after Neil.
Well, I mean, he said that he doesn't have a dick.
So, we can be soulmates!
So the first time in your life, Jesus, you took advantage of not having a dick. Congratulations! Well, of course we hope that Joanne and Jerzy can live happily ever after, but before that, we still want Jerzy to talk about his feelings right now. Feelings about winning Joanne.
Joanne, you are so cute.
and I really like you, but I'm sorry. What?
What?
What? What?
What?
During this time, I have found a nice girl I appreciate. It's our expert, Lily.
Me? Oh, me? Oh! You have good eyesight. I know, right? I love you from the first sight. What? Give me five, boy!
Lady, you old woman, how dare you?
What?
Oh my god, okay, so now, Joanne and Lini are pulling each other's hairs. Oh my god, just Joanne just gives Lini a punch on the face. Oh, and Lini kicked Joanne on her vagina. Okay, anyway, I have to say I feel so lucky about my result last year, even though I didn't find a girlfriend, but I'm still alive, okay? That is all of today's Banana Hot Talk. I have to, oh my god, shit, okay, bye-bye, dear audience, bye-bye.
But I got the things that you need to know. Banana Hot Talk on the radio, 89.3 CC. Let's go. Oh, no.
We'll see you next year.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。